There's a remarkable pasuk. We've been focusing a lot about the dibor and ma'isim, about whether you can pledge stucco, whether you can bring gifts. All from this pasuk in Yeshaya. Just to remind ourselves, the pasuk in Yeshaya actually is. It's in Nun Ches. Gimel. It says, "Imtash v'shabbos v'aglecha asos chafatzecha b'yom kachshiv v'karas l'shabbos oyne l'kdosh." Right? So actually today we're going to darshan all this. If you restrain your foot because it's Shabbos, refrain from accomplishing your own deeds. Or my holiday, if you proclaim Shabbos a delight and the holy day of Shabbos honored, and you honor it by not and engage your own affairs. Daver, seeking your own needs. Daver, and speaking the forbidden. Then if you do all that, as to anagal Hashem v'rakaftecha. And God will put you up above the heights of the world. Then you'll have spiritual and physical benefit. Well, I'm talking about how you keep Shabbos. The pasuk says a remarkable thing. Dr. Tero, Parshas Yisro'i, Sheish is Yom Tavoid. 6 days you should work. Va'asisa kol malachtecha. Right? 6 days work, and you should do all of your work. Rashi quotes the Mechilta, which is the Medrash on Shmos. What does it mean, va'asisa? This is the Torah command, part of the Aseret HaDibros. Right? What does it mean, va'asisa kol malachtecha? K'shetavo Shabbos, when Shabbos comes, yu be'einecha k'ilu kol malachtecha asuya. It should be in your eyes as if all of your work is done. Shlo tzahar achar malacha. Don't think about malacha. Don't think about it at all. Shlo tzahar. You shouldn't even think about malacha. That's what it means. Vasisa kol machtecha. You should come into Shabbos. You shouldn't be thinking about malacha at all. The Yalkut says, the full mechilta, quotes the full mechilta. We don't have a mechilta, so I have to look at the Yalkut. The Yalkut says, this is in the Medrash Yisro, you should work for 6 days. Do all of your work. Could you finish all of Google's work by Friday afternoon?
Never.
Yahoo?
It don't work.
You don't work. So why don't you listen? Right? Could it really finish? Whatever it is, you can be in the middle of the business deal, you can be middle of a project. When it comes to Shabbos, the project is over. It's out of your mind. It's out of sight. You can be dealing, wheeling and dealing in a business deal. You can have a huge deal going on. Shabbos comes, deal's over. It's as if the deal is done. Shabbos, that's it. Ki'ilu melach t'chasuya. Davar acher. Shabbos imach shevas avoida. Ve'omar imtashu shabbos v'lecha. Then you'll truly enjoy Shabbos. If you're thinking about your business deal, if you're worrying about the project, you're not going to have Shabbos, right? V'sisa kol malachtecha means you should have no connection whatsoever to any of these deals, and really the focus should be on Shabbos, and nar Shabbos, and only Shabbos alone. Now, to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, this is now Daf, Kuf, Yud, Gimel, 113, Shabbos. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. There's many Gemara Shabbos, by the way. They're for free, if anyone wants. V'chibad to, you ever got it? It's quoting the pasuk in Yeshaya.
These are different.
There's above, by the way, up top. Look at the big one should be there. Stuff on email. They have. Okay. Says the Gemara. V'chibad to ma'asoy strachecha. So now there's a darshan pasuk in Yeshaya. What does it mean v'chibad to? How are you mechabed Shabbos? How do you honor Shabbos? Shelo yeh malbushcha shel Shabbos k'malbushcha shel chol. The clothes that you wear on Shabbos should not be the vachadik clothes. Should not be the same clothes you wear on the week on the weekday. V'chihad Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan, who is the primary teacher of the Talmud Yerushalmi and the most quoted person in all of Shas, because he's all over Yerushalmi and Bavli. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kari lamani mechubudasi." Shiran, where's Rabbi Yochanan based? Where did he live? Where?
Tiberias.
You see? Oh. Back from Argentina. There we go. Tiberias.
This is why I gave him this.
It's Rosh Hashiva. I knew he knew it. That's why I asked you. He's buried. Yeah. Absolutely. So Rabbi Yochanan was Rosh Hashiva. By the way, the Sanhedrin at the time was in Tiberia. So it's up to Rabbi Yochanan. He called his mane mechubudasi. His clothes were that honored me. He was honored by his clothes. When he wears Shabbos, by the way, the high Mishnah, didn't see them. When do they wear Strimlach or Spadix? Only Shabbos. They don't wear it to the weekdays. Yeah, you know, the Strimlach, they don't wear it. That's they call it Kavod Shabbos, right? There are people, they wear a hat the whole week, but it's dafka for Shabbos. Many people will only wear a tie or a suit on Shabbos. There's an idea, a strong idea, to wear Shabbos. Some people will, in certain communities, just to wear a white shirt. They wear the white shirt on Shabbos, right? But the point is to distinguish between the weekday and Shabbos. Fine. That's how you fulfill that clause of the Pasuk. Ma'asos terachecha. Shelo yehilchucho shel Shabbos kehilchucho shel chol. You should have a different strut. You should walk differently on Shabbos Kodesh. You know, with a more menucha. The Gemara actually darshan. I will be bothered. What does that mean to walk differently? Well, that's not today's Avodah. Mimsu chavtzecha, chavtzecha asurin, chavtze shamayim mutar. Your things are forbidden. Your being involved in your business deals are forbidden. But involved in chavtze shamayim. Now, we discussed it at length. We were talking about tzedakah and all of that. Could you pledge in Shabbos? Could you make aliyahs? Could you do mishaberach? With that, we discussed that. What does Rashi say over here? Mimsu chavtzecha. He quotes a Gemara in Erevin. Zakt Rashi. What does it mean? Mimso chavtzecha ki ha'damin be'erevin. And we're going to see this Gemara shortly. The Gemara says in Erevin, lo yital la'adam l'soif sadeo. You can't go on Shabbos, look over your field. B'shas le'idam ha'it sricha achar Shabbos. Right? Can't go over your field. By the way, it's in your house. You can't overlook your house and look at the cracks, check out the roof, look over what needs to be done after Shabbos. That's mimso chavtzecha. You can't be involved in your earthly things on Shabbos because you can't start analyzing what job needs to be done. Right, what do I need to fix on Shabbos? Chafzi Shemayim Mutar. Now, we did this later on. He quotes the Gemara Stalka going, Paiskim Stalka, you can pledge Stalka, Meshad Chanati Nokis, Laretz. Wow, what does it mean, Vidaber Dover? What's meant Vidaber Dover? Says the Gemara, Shelo, Yihye Diburcha Shel Shabbos, Ki Diburcha Shel Chol. That what you shouldn't speak on Shabbos like you speak during the weekday. A little bit unclear what that means. Dibur, however, also, but the Gemara learns from this that Dibur is aser, talking, wherever this talk is on Shabbos is forbidden. Hiror, but certainly Hiror is much of a thinking about this. There's no iser. Don't tell me I can't think about stuff on Shabbos. I only can't articulate it. I can't speak about it. If I want to think about whatever weekday thing I could, it's Zagat Zakamara. The Daber Daver, Dibur is forbidden, thinking I can think about whatever I want. That's the simple read of this Gemara. Says Rashi, very important. This is very important Gemara. We have 52 Shabbos a year. You gotta know this Gemara. How do you do that? It's unbelievable if you haven't learned this Gemara so far.
It's interesting.
What did it say?
There's mirrors.
Here, Mutarim. So that's right, so here's Mutter, that's what it says. No, it's exactly this. It's based off this Gemara. Shelo yidibur, by the way, just, you talk about Amar Artsis. I once had a kid who came from in my house. And, you know, he was a little embarrassed. He wanted to know, like, hear Horem. Usually, hear Horem means, like, improper thoughts. So he thought, on Shabbos, you can have improper thoughts. I said, no, it doesn't mean that. No. So I said, no, don't think so. That's what you learn. The guy that never learned Gemara, he needs a Zammer. You know, don't ever hear Horim. So he's saying, oh, you know, hear Horim, Mutarim, on Shabbos, you can think about some model. No, it doesn't mean that. You can think about business. You can think about Vachadika things. You can think about weekday things. On Shabbos, it says Rashi, "Shelo yedibur chashal Shabbos v'chashal chol." You can't go mekach hamemkar. can't talk about business. V'cheshbonos, in all kinds of accounting, you can't, you know, very hard, by the way, for business people. You know, some shuls are power shuls, everyone's in business. Right? You can talk a business deal, you have real estate guys that want to talk real estate, they can talk about the deal, right? Or if your company's being bought out by Verizon, you want to, you know, 50 people from Yahoo, you can't talk about the deal, right? It's weekday talk. If you're talking about building with your contractor, you can't. It's an isser to talk business on Shabbos, right? Right. Now we saw, by the way, show business perhaps. Just collecting tzedakah, raising money, that's a mitzvah. Chef tzedakah shamayim is okay. But daver, your talk, your business, your, you know, getting etzas how to make the best deal forbidden. Hear her is mutter, lahar belibo, but if you want to think about it, how you can game plan about the week, you're allowed to think about, you know, how you're going to improve your business. Kach, I'm going to put this amount of money, that's okay. That's what Rashi says. V'daber dover, talking, having a conversation, articulating it, here is mutter. Says, Taisfes, shelo yedi borcha shoshaz kiborcha chol, pirish v'kundras, what's v'daber dover? When we hear v'daber dover, what's man does? What does that mean? Could go mechachol memchar, like mechachol memchar. His grandson, Rabbeinu Tam, you know, there's no covered for Zayda in Torah. Rabbeinu Tam argues on Rashi, not only by Tefillin, but all over Shas. Comes Rabbeinu Tam, thus agrees with the Halig Zayda of Rashi. Says Rabbeinu Tam, no way, Jose, the Kfar Nafka Mimso Cheftzicha. Where do you learn you can't talk about business? It says Mimso Cheftzicha. So Rabbeinu Tam, in a sense, Mimso Cheftzicha, right, tells you can't talk about business. Right, now, which we'll hopefully see a little bit later on, is that Mimso Cheftzicha is talking in business. That's how Rabbeinu Tam understands it. So V'dabra Davar means something else. What does he say it means? So Ella Amar Rabbeinu Tam Kid Amar V'yik Rabba, as the Medrash says in Medrash Rabba, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, right? Havali Ima Savta, he had an elderly mother. Okay? Ima Savta, Havali Mishtai Sagya. She was a big talker. She was a schmoozer, as we say. So Amri Ema Shabbos Sahava. At one point, he reminded his mother, it's Shabbos Shaska, don't talk so much. Of course, he must have said, keep it aim, you can't just correct your mother. But the bottom line is, his mother was schmoozing, mother was talking, it's clear from the Medrash, right? Mashma, she ain't kol kach ledaber b'Shabbos, you shouldn't talk as much on Shabbos as you do the weekday. You should be limited how much you talk on Shabbos. By the way, there was a Yid, his name was Rabbi Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. Scheinberg, anyone heard of Scheinberg? 100 periods. It's this Gillian and Torah, right? He also had a Tainus Dibur every Shabbos. He only spoke on Torah on Shabbos, period. During the week, if you ever met him, anyone ever meet of Scheinberg? Mm-hmm. You met of Scheinberg?
When I was a young guy, I was like 19 years old.
They took you to Masrof to meet him? Did you appreciate who you were meeting?
I didn't know who I was meeting. I just remember.
How did you meet him?
I was a Kotel. I went to the room when I was a young kid.
By the Koto you met him?
Yeah.
To all of his sisters?
Yeah.
He was a hysterical person. He was a riot. I mean, the man was... He was a talkative person. He was very...
Big New York Yankees fan.
When he was younger, he liked the Yankees. He was a geschmacky yid. I used to go to speak to him when I was in the Mir Yeshiva. I remember he told me he liked to cut my pace a little bit. It looked too ugly. Like, he was, like, really funny. One time I said I read a girl. This is just parenthetic. I was read a girl. Scheinberg, you go to him, he's wearing 100 pairs of tits. He wore tefillin all day. Okay. And I said, I was read a girl. I mean, someone's proposed me a shidduch. And I dated her a couple of times. And I don't think she was so pretty. So I went to her. She had a lot of outstanding qualities. Not my wife. So I said to him, I don't think she's so pretty. So he says, oh, you're a good-looking guy. He says, give me a picture, I'll tell you if she's pretty. And I'm asking him, like, you know, what should I do? And he's like, I'll tell you if she's pretty. So I couldn't believe it. You're like, here's a 95-year-old man, you know, wearing Talis and Tefillin, 100 pairs of tzitzis all day long, and he's going to look at a picture of some girl and get pretty. So I look at his son of Simchas in the room. I said, if she was, what does he want me to do? He says, yeah, bring him a picture. I'll tell you if she's pretty enough for you. I mean, the man, he was a Gevaldik Yid. He's a Gevaldik Yid. Didn't say a word on Shabbos. Taisvis. Didn't talk on Shabbos. Didn't talk. I did only Torah. Didn't speak Bechlal on Shabbos. As Rav Shimon Yochai taught, you can't talk so much. Now, Taisvis doesn't say you can't talk at all. He says she ain't kolkach ledaber b'shavas b'chol. You shouldn't talk as much. You shouldn't be as talking as much as b'chol. Amrina b'Yushalmi, and he brings a raya that the Jerusalem Talmud says, "Oymer b'terach atir b'shelas shalom b'shavas." Even say shalom aleichem on Shabbos, it was not so pasha. Shabbos is completely supposed to be spiritual. The tour, Rabbi Yaakov ben Asher, into the mitzvah. Says the Torah, this is the beginning of Siman Shin Zayin in Ur HaChaim. The Dabar Dover, Pasuk in Yeshayin and Chesed Gimel, Dar Shuv HaChamim, how does he learn? Shal Yeh Diboracha Shal Shabbos Ki Diboracha Shachol. Right? You can't talk on Shabbos like you talk on the weekdays. Hilkach, therefore, Asur Lomer Dabar Ploni Eesel HaMachar. I can't say tomorrow I'm going to do this. Why can't say tomorrow I'm going to go gardening? Have to tell a wife, someone says to you on Shabbos, what's your plans for tomorrow? I plan to go build my sukkah. Maybe sukkah is different, build a sukkah. Plan to garden. You know, I planned to do this project. Any malacha, you can't say on Shabbos. I remember my wife's Zayda, my wife's grandfather, was a Rav. It was a Rav for decades in Flatbush in Brooklyn. He was an elderly Yid. When I got married, he already had a stroke and a heart attack. He was a student of Bochum Wasserman. He had been a Magid Shirach in Berlin. Big Talmud Chacham. And literally, in the room, there are two things you can never say, because he would correct you. One is he knew Tanakh cold. Not only did he know Tanakh cold, he was a Bal Kaira. He was the Bal Kaira in Baranovich Yeshiva as a Bachar. Like, he read the Megillah to Rebbe Chaim's wife the night she passed away. She passed away in Purim. He read the Megillah and she passed away later that night or that morning. You know, so he knew Tanakh. If you mispronounced a word, forget about it. So I was always careful not to say things in front of him. But the other thing is, if you're in the room, I'm telling you, you would think he's spacing out. He's an elderly dude. But if it was on a Shabbos, and you ever talked about like what you're going to do during the week, Shabbos! All of a sudden he's going on Shabbos. Like, literally, like you couldn't imagine he was hearing you. Like, from the other side of the room, Shabbos! You can't say Shalolo Damar Eslamaham. I'm going to do this tomorrow. Now, importantly, it means you can't say about malacha. Anytime you talk about malacha, right? You can't say you're going to do any malacha. If you don't say a malacha, I'm not getting the details, but I'm just trying to spell this out. You can't say you're going to do a malacha tomorrow. Okay? You can't say anything that you could do without doing a malacha. You can say, I'm going to go to Palo Alto tomorrow. I'm going to go to Santa Cruz tomorrow. Could you walk there? You can walk there. So if you say that you're gonna go there, technically that would be okay. If you're gonna drive there, you can't say that. I'm gonna drive to Santa Cruz. You can't say that driving is a malacha, right? You cannot say any malacha, as the Torah says. Daber daver means you cannot say oschora plekan marna. By the way, this answers Tosfos' question. Tosfos asked on Rashi, right? What do you mean mimsochevtzecha is doing business, right? No, see, the way the Torah says it, it's things that, even though you're not going to do that day, you can't say on Shabbos. One thing is to talk about that day, things that's pertinent to that day. I mean, let's make a deal, right? If you sit two guys and you negotiate over a property on Shabbos, not rioting, negotiating over a property. Now, we don't live, but you go to the Syrian community in Deal, New Jersey, these guys are wheeler dealers. They deal with each other a lot of times, right? They can't sit down on Shabbos and negotiate terms of a deal. That's Mimsuchevtzecha. What would be Vidaber Dabber, according to the way he says it? It's to go ahead and say what you'll do tomorrow. There's no relation to a reality today, right? That's Vidaber Dabber. Then he brings down, and by the way, Yushami says, Dvarim Betalim, Sarech Shalola Harvest. He shouldn't speak a lot of Dvarim Betalim. Like the, that was it, the Kribbein Tom. We're not really doing this extra thing. The minig is to not speak as much. And it's not really our focus. We're talking about window browsing on Shabbos today. Can you go into a store and look at it? But it's Kedai, just to see very quickly, the Prisha who was, or Falk, who was his Rebbe? Who was his Rebbe? Shiva Bacher. The Lavosh. The Prisha quotes a Shumas HaDashanudas. What's this Nogaya to? Politics. Politics. Could you talk politics on the table on Shabbos? Could you schmooze? I mean, I'm going to be quite frank. My Shabbos meals are a lot longer than my weekday meals. And the other time when I was in yeshiva, I talked to Isus, talked to Ron, Truma Sedeshin, but you know, now my guests know the Ron, the Truma Sedeshin. They got to talk about other things also. Sometimes it's even, so it could say Kira, but sometimes just Neuchem Abriya. So listen to what the Prisha says. Kots of the Truma Sedeshin, or if he quotes the Isilin. L'saper shmuas m'inyanei malachim m'sarim m'lochamas. You know what the old day politics was? Kings? Dukes? Wars, you know, kings, dukes, and wars. You know, the old day. That was the politics of the day. That was the news of the day. You know, which the Tudors are up against the Saxons. You know, the Habsburg dynasty. What's going on with the Habsburgs? You have to know with their age. Charles V, Louis XIV. So what are you talking about? In whom is anig bisurim sipurim shari. If you enjoy the conversation, if it's an enjoyable conversation, if it's enjoyable to you, it's permitted. It's Oinik Shabbos, right? If it's an enjoyable conversation for you, you're allowed to have a conversation which is enjoyable for you. If it's an intellectual discussion for you and you enjoy it, so that's Oinik Shabbos. That itself is permitted because of Oinik Shabbos. He says, "Kedushali b'chol rotz amis angim b'tzas b'kisasam." If you're going to run to a place you like, you can run because that's your own Shabbos. Usually you can't run on Shabbos, which is the thing. But the place you like, avon mesaper ain't a misaga. This is very important. Right? Let's say you don't enjoy the conversation. El sha'oisa ken leratzon chavero. Your friend's forcing you to have this conversation. This is not, think about it. It's not enjoyable for you, right? Somebody told me after the election, I can't talk. No, they don't want to talk about it. Okay. And I say, agree, disagree. They're entitled not to talk about it. So if somebody forces a conversation and it's painful for them, or it's bothersome for them, or they don't enjoy it, it's something they don't want to talk about. Listen, he says, Yesh chshas ishlo is m'shena m'sangim. You're stam speaking with dabra dover, having a whole conversation that they don't enjoy. So I would say, and the way the priest understands it, if you're going to shmooze with topics you enjoy. Don't talk about Shabbos. Okay, my wife's grandfather to tell them that person, but I gotta get into a conversation that's unenjoyable. Like, sometimes you're the guest, you're the host. Get a chachma to get out. But really, the daver is just you shouldn't sit and overly talk about because the meals on Shabbos were longer. That's okay. You sing smiris, you eat. You have oinik Shabbos. You have divrei Torah. Hopefully, every table should have divrei Torah. Ken Zion. It should never be. That a Jewish table on Shabbos is not Dvar Torah. And if you don't know any, you should have a book near your table that you read a Dvar Torah at every Shabbos meal. Have a Shabbos meal. If not Dvar Torah, it's nishta Shabbos meal. But not every Shabbos meal, you're going to speak Dvar Torah the whole time. And now all your guests could appreciate that, right? And very often, you have people who are very far from Torah. If you bring them, make it into a base marriage, they'll never come back again, and they won't enjoy Shabbos. And it's very often, the people themselves don't enjoy Shabbos that way. They like to relax and have a deep conversation. If it's an enjoyable conversation, if it's something you enjoy, something intellectual, but if it's something that's unenjoyable, and it's boring and tedious, if someone comes to my table and wants to talk about art with me, I would be bored out of my mind just to talk about art. Something that I find to be...
Art scroll.
Sports. I have zero interest in sports. First of all, most people I meet have no real knowledge about the players and the teams. They mess them up all the time, right? But no, honestly, at this point, I would not have a deep conversation with sports. It doesn't speak to me at all, right? I dabble a little just to know my who's who and who's not who. But jokes aside, I have zero interest in having a conversation about sports. So if someone have a conversation with sports, I wouldn't cut them off, but I'd change the topic. Why is that? Because it's Shabbos. It is Shabbos. It's a tremendous muster for us, Rabbi Sai. You have to know it's Shabbos. It's not a weekday, right? So if you have a conversation, if it's enjoyable to you, I make Shabbos. The pre-show. If it's not enjoyable, it's a boring conversation. It's there talking on Shabbos about stupidity. Things that bore you, it's actually a chash iser from the Dabar Dabar. Okay, that's not another topic, though. The important thing here is the Bach. Says the Bach that the tour... answers Tysus Kasha. Tysus wants to know that the Vedaber Dover is Rashi says Mecha Chomem, we're talking about business. What do you mean? It's in Sukhav Tzicha. It says, Rabbeinu Miyash Shapir Shashi, love Dafka Mecha Chomem, Karmamish Kamar, I'm gonna buy this tomorrow. It's going on sale, right? You walk by the bike store, walk by Highland Bikes. You say tomorrow I'm buying that bike. Tell your wife. Tell your friend. You tell your wife I'm buying the bike tomorrow. That's an isser. I'm buying the bike tomorrow. You can't say I'm gonna buy this tomorrow. Master, your wife tells you it's Cyber Monday. You know, not tomorrow. Monday on Shabbos at the meal. You know, Matal. Cyber Monday, Baruch Hashem. Make sure you buy this. And you say, oh, I'm going to buy this. That's an Isser. An Isser. Even though you're not buying it today, even though the deals are going today, the way the Torah understands Rashi says the Bach is that is the Isser, the Ekna Lamacher. I'm going to buy it a different day this week. You cannot say that on Shabbos. Right? I'm going to buy that house. I'm going to buy that cart. That's an Isser. That's Vedaber Dabber. That's how the Torah explains Rashi. Tosfos understand that's Pashit. Also from Mimso Chavtzecha, right? That business. So, question: what do you learn buying tomorrow? Hard to know, but the idea of business is Mimso Chavtzecha. Rashi, as I mentioned, quoted a Gemara in Erevin. So, the Gemara in Erevin says in Lamech Chesen Beis. And the Gemara in Erevin in Lamech Chesen Beis is it's the last two lines, and it's jumping in the middle. The Gemara is talking about Rabba. Rabba, where's Rabbi the Shiva of? Shiran. Teria, what do you think? Pumpadisa. He lucked out, yes, Pumpadisa. Right, Rabba is a Shiva. Who is his students? Rava Nabaye, right? They took over him. He was a Shiva of Pumpadisa, from Yosef, back from Shiloh, who would go first, then Rava and Abaye. So Rabbo, there's an idea of making an Erev, and let's say Shabbos goes into Yom Tov. This is the whole sugya. You need 2 days. You need an Erev for 2 days, for an Erev Tchumen, to be able to walk outside of, right, if you have a village, you have 2,000 Amos. Now in metropolitan areas, we almost never have this, unless you're on the border of the city, right? But once upon a time, you know, most people lived in villages or in even isolated areas. That was 90% of the people lived in the agricultural areas of villages or farms, and they didn't live in cities. And they had Erev Tchumen. It was common. It was a common every week thing. And if you wanted to, some people needed an Erev Tchumen just to get to Shul. They needed an Erev Tchumen to get into the Shul. They get to where they needed to. They needed an Erev Tchumen. So what are you going to do if you want to get to Shul on Yom Tov? And it's a back to back. A Shabbos goes into Yom Tov. You need to be able to get there. You wanted to get to your friend's house and eat lunch there. You need the Erev Tchumen. That was very, very normal. So what did you do? So there's a discussion how you do. So Rabba talks about you can go over to the area on Shabbos and be ready to be mechan on Shabbos for Yom Tov. Okay, well, that's what we need to know for now. I'm not getting into the details. So the Gemara then says in the bottom of over here. Amarli Rabba Bar of Chanin la Abaye. Rabba Bar of Chanin says to Abaye, who is a student of Rabba, Yahavi Shmielim Lamar, if Rabba would have heard this braiso, Hadatanya, Lo Yahalich Adam Lasef Sadeo, Leida Mayitzricha. Right? You can't, it's forbidden on Shabbos to walk to the end of your field, to walk over to your field. The field, you were in the village, your field was outside. It was forbidden to walk over to your field. To know, lead the ma'itzricha, zakt Rashi, lo yahalch ala the Shabbos, can't walk on Shabbos, lead the ma'itzricha acha Shabbos. You're going on Shabbos to look what this field needs, noch Shabbos, after Shabbos. It's forbidden to do that. You're not doing anything, you're just going to look, observe. You're going and looking over the field, you're going to the house. You know, people have construction, they have a contractor. Check out the house. What needs to be done after Shabbos? I got to talk to the contractor, right? Right, kill the guy. Everyone has a contract and wants to kill him, right? So you gotta figure out what is he doing wrong. I'm gonna walk over on Shabbos. I'm gonna give a kick. I'm gonna take a look. What needs to be fixed? Usher, that's a brisa, forbidden. Kiyotzibo, likewise. Lo yitaya adam pesach medina. Kedeshikhan samerchas yonah. You go out to the city gates to Motzi Shabbos. You're gonna jump into the bathhouse. So you're gonna be ready to go. So you wait for Shabbos to be over. You walk all the way there to be able to jump into to the bathhouse. Rashi says, "Lo yitel adam b'shabbos or yom tov. B'shabbos or yom tov. Samach l'chashecha when it's close to dark. Our pesach medina kileskar l'merchatz. She read the merchatz as mezumen likanes k'shetech shachmiad. That you'd be ready to go The minute Shabbos is out, by the way, you have a flight. Gotta figure out now. Maybe you can get ready on Shabbos for your flight. Right? We're gonna can't go to the end of your field to check out your field. You can't get to that. Go close to the bathhouse, so you'll be ready to jump in there right after Shabbos. I'm off a gav that he looked great of. It says Rashi. All you did was walk there. Did you do anything? You didn't do anything. He looked great of. Long me. He didn't even say anything. Asur, forbidden. They got be Erev. Now going back to the case of Erev, which is early. Idibur avi asur, mishim hachana. Right. So Rabbi's one there. Just don't say anything. Just go there. Show that you want the Erev tchumah to go. Whatever it may be. B'shtikus not investors. Because Rabbi says go to the end of the field. What that can help? You were preparing on Shabbos for this Erev, right? How is that okay? Just like you can't go to the end, to your field to check on Shabbos, right? By the way, same thing will be to a house or anything. Or you can't go there to get ready for the Merchatz. It's almost the same thing. The Gemara says, no, V'loyi, wrong, Rabba Bar Rav Chanan, wrong. Shamale, Rabba heard this. V'lo Hadar Bey, and he did not change his mind. You know why? Hasam Muchamosa. There, when you walk over to your property, it's clear that you're thinking about what you're going to do after Shabbos. Why are you checking out your property? Why are you, your house under construction? What are you walking around there for? What are you doing? You're looking what needs to be done after Shabbos. That's an Isser. We'll see it in a second. Rashi says, right? You go over to right next to the Merchatz, so you're ready to roll. That you're showing on Shabbos. That's your kibbutz, not after Shabbos. Hacha, here, when you walk to the end, we're near the Erev Tchumen, Lov Muchamosa, not next to your field, not next to the Merchatz, right? Why not? Listen to what the Gemara says. Eat Sorbin Rabbanon, who? If you're a Torah scholar, Amrinon, what are you doing out there? Shamaitzim Ashkachte, you're so involved in your learning, you lost track where you are. You had no idea where you were. You're so involved in your learning. You know, they bring down Elia Chazan, was a Rosh Hashiva in Tere Vedas, passed away a few decades ago. So he said he'd be walking and learning. He had no idea where he was. So he said one time he had no idea where his house is. Right? He had no idea where his house is. So he stopped. He was so involved in learning. He stopped down to ask a little boy. He says, Vuvoint, where lives Rabbi Elia Chazan? So the boy looks up. He says, "Dad, you know where our house is?" His own son. He didn't recognize his own son. He says, "A tumult in learning." So a Talmud Chacham could have ended up in the middle of the field. It's not. Doesn't mean you're doing the Erev. And if he's an Amma Aretz, he's not going to be thinking learning like that. Like the average person. Or Chamirikasai, he lost his donkey. Now the donkey is lost. You can't move it, but you can convince it to come into your house on Shabbos. So it says, Rabbah, no. If it's clear, if it's Muchamilsa. If it's clear that you're actually walking around your field on Shabbos, that's showing that you're thinking about fixing the field. You walk around your house under construction. You walk into a house, Pasha this Gemara, that's for sale, and you start walking around this house. What business do you have to do with the house is for sale? You take an open house on Shabbos, you're walking in there. What are you doing? Right? It's not, you tell the Chacham, you end up in an open house, right? You walk into the bike store across the street, it's open on Shabbos, what are you doing there? Right? Muchamilsa. It's clear what you're doing. It's a problem. It says Rashi. Muchamilsa. My bai misadayu in Loleda, hitzricha. When you go there, everyone knows why you're there. Right? Virachmana amar mimso cheftzicha. The Torah tells Yeshaya, quotes the Pasuk Yeshaya, mimso cheftzicha. You can't do your stuff. Same thing going to Medina to go to the bathhouse. It's clear what you're doing. It's minei ube. It's intrinsically clear what you're doing. If you're outside the middle of nowhere, by no one's going to see you and think you're talking about an Erev. That's not like, no one knows where your Erev is. It's not Muchamilsa. Right? It means it's not something intrinsic which is going to show. So it says Rashi, something which is intrinsic is a problem of Mimsuchatzacha. Okay? So that's the Rashi quoted earlier, right? That's what the Rashi quoted there in Kofi Gimel, that if it's intrinsic, it's a problem of Mimso Cheftzaka, you cannot do it, which at this level would seem to be Pashit Aser to go into an open house on Shabbos, because why else are you there? Pashit Aser to go into the bike store on Shabbos, because why else are you there? Pashit Aser to go into your house under construction, or your field, or your business on Shabbos, because why else are you there? Well, what about, do you actually need to do an action? Do you need to walk into the place? Or if you'd just look at it, right? If you're, let's say another thing, you walk home and you pass by your house under construction. Is that a problem? Right? I mean, so I'm just at this point, let's be very clear. You cannot. It's absolutely usur. And we'll see it shortly in halakha. It's forbidden to go into any house being where you would never be there if it wouldn't be for your vested interest in business. Right? That would be usur, because that is nimsu cheftzacha. That is being involved. You're looking on Shabbos. The Gemara says clearly, it's a braisa. You can't go to your field to see what needs to be done. You can't go to an area you wouldn't go otherwise to see what needs to be done. You can't go into a store you wouldn't go that you would unless you would go to buy something afterwards. Right? You cannot do that. My question will now be is, well, let's say you're not going to go in there. You're walking by the stores and you see the bikes. You're not going into the store. Going into the bike store, push it. That's usur. Push it. There's nothing to discuss about that, by the way. Going into an open house, push it. That's usur. Right? Nothing to discuss about that. It's a braisa. It's not a chiddush to say that. The big question is, you're not going into the store. You're walking by the stores. Are you allowed to window browse? That's why I call this class window browsing. Going into that store on Shabbos, going into Macy's that somebody else walks in, you can walk in there. You cannot do on Shabbos, chiddush. You cannot go into your business and see what needs to be done on Shabbos. That's an isser. It's an isser not only of that all your work should be done, but it's a pasuk, it's a beferish of pasuk in Yeshaya. It's an isser more than isser derabanan. It's an isser medivrei seifrim. Right? What I do have a shaila right now is, could you walk by? Let's say even you walk by your field. Oh, that's on your way home. It's not outside the city. But you could you walk by your field on your way home and take a look at what's going on there? Because it's not muchamelsa at that point. It's not clear that you're doing anything. You got a question?
Yeah, I mean, if you see that this is also to go to the bike store or to go look at your construction site. But now people go look at houses. It's a pleasure for 99% of people that visit houses. Just want to look at the house. For them, it's like window shopping.
No, so that's nimso chavtzacha. You can't say it's a pleasure. Business, you can't make a bit. You can't. Trust me, these Syrian guys, they do a deal, right? President-elect Trump and Wilbur Ross and Jared Kushner, when they're dealing a deal, and they think they're getting somewhere, they have pleasure. Business deals are pleasurable for people, right? That's not a pleasure. Nimso chavtzacha is not. You can't. It's not a question of that. It's in business. Talking business is pashut asur. Doing something which is inherently wrong. Going to check your field. You're anxious on Shabbos. You want to see your field. You can't do that, right? It's not. That's not pleasure. Doesn't equate to that, right? That's inherently, intrinsically a problem of business, right? Talking politics is not inherently a business.
Yeah, I mean, my wife has probably looked at 100 houses. We're not moving. Right, for her, it's a pleasure. She goes and looks at houses. I'm just saying, people do that for sport.
You can make such an argument, but if you're on the market, there's no argument. There's nothing to talk about. It means if you're just going to look, I wouldn't buy that argument. Without sufficient reason, because it's inherently it's a weekday thing. It's you think about the prices. if you saw somebody, you would tell them to buy the house, right? Well, it should not be done on Shabbos. Okay, yeah.
So actually, 2 weeks ago we talked about Mimtzoi Chatzecha, and Gemara was explaining that Chatzecha Tzorim Chatzei Shemayim.
Right.
So is the same principle applied here as well? If you derive this prohibition from Mimtzoi Chavtzecha, then say look for a house for the shul, for new building for the shul.
Sham, you're thinking deeply.
Or I don't know. Or yeshiva preschool. Or
yeah.
Or,
so lechori, it'd be more of a tzad to say that's okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In theory, I mean, you couldn't actually articulate that thought. You can't have a discussion prices lechora, mm-hmm. Right? But you're right. Chafetzecha, your business deals you can't do. Chafetzei Shammai, you could. And depending on how we understood that thing, like the Gra held, if it's too close to business, mm-hmm. buying and selling aliyahs, mm-hmm. right, doesn't make a difference. You can't do that, right? Right? And, you know, and changing things, that gets too business-like, you can't do. Right, so it also depends on like who you hold like. But what about walking by? Then this is where I want to go. Could you window browse? You're walking the street, you're walking home. Could you look at the windows, and if you notice a bike, fine, but you're not going there for that. You walk by your house, and the way home, is your other house under construction? Are you allowed to do that? That's a machlekes between the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Baal HaTanya, and the Chavetz Chaim. Says the Baal HaTanya. This is in Shabbos, in Shin Zayin, Chafav. Shtari Hedyotis. Listen to how the Baal HaTanya, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, says this. Shtari Hedyotis. The Hainu, but I thought I was going to do paying babysitters and workers and employees next week. I'm going to do that in 2 weeks. Next week I'm going to do, could you read a menu on Shabbos? Could you read a guest list on Shabbos? It's actually Isser Der Abundance. I want to, what's the parameters of what lists you kind of come to do? Because we're worried about erasing, right? If you're a waiter, all those serious stuff. And it happens to be a Yom Tov, you can have lists and measurements, all kinds of Isser Der Abundance, by the way. Lest you come to erase, lest you come to write on Shabbos. So not for today, but I think I'm going to do that next week, and in 2 weeks, I'll do Schar Shabbos, and I'll really finish this reality. So, Shtari Adyaitis, to read documents, reading documents on Shabbos, contracts, documents, right? Shtari Chovas, your mortgages, your loans, Omatz Mamatan, or business deals. Right. If you're a lawyer, if you ever see the legal papers for a real business deal, I mean, hundreds of papers. Hundreds and hundreds of papers. It's also a crisis on Shabbos. Forbidden to read any of these kind of documents on Shabbos. It's business. You can't sit there and read these kind of documents on Shabbos. Now, listen to what he says. Not only can you not read them, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Vafilu la'ayin bo, just to gaze at them, not even to read them, just la'ayin bo, like just to look over, like to, not just to read them. Aser v'lo amar should dibur aser hear mutter. Don't tell me dibur's aser, hear his mutter. Don't say that. Elik she'ena davar nikar. That's when is hear horim mutarim, right, or har horim mutarim? That was December. When is hear mutter? That's when it's not noticeable what you're thinking about. You're walking in the street. If you think about, whether you want to invest money in Cisco or Google, or if you want to buy gold, no one knows what's going on in your brain. It's not an act. You're just thinking. You're thinking about business. I'm not saying it's l'chat chila, but just what you're doing. That's not forbidden. But to do a conch and nickel a call. When you're looking at those documents, not rereading them anymore, you're just looking at the documents. You're staring at the documents. When you're staring at the documents, you're thinking, mortgage. Anyone recently applied for a mortgage? Anyone do that recently? I did that, but a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, mom, I should kill you. They ask every penny document you ever made. They want to know, they want to know everything about you. They want to know how you make your money, where your money goes, what goes here, what goes there, right? So yeah, that mortgage, when you stare at those papers, right, you see, what are you thinking? You're not reading the papers. You're staring at the mortgage papers, right? When you're dealing with a skyscraper, I interned for DLA Piper. DLA Piper is the second largest firm in the world. I did it for summer, and I think they were one of the largest real estate firms in America. When they have a $800 million building being a skyscraper being sold, they have hundreds of attorneys looking over those documents. I mean, Poshit, hundreds of attorneys looking over, because there's all kinds of prior lease agreements, there's all kinds of liabilities, there's a million things to look at, okay? When you're a lawyer, and you're a DLA Piper, and you see the documents in front of you, you start thinking, oh, the lights, you don't have to read them! You don't have to read them, you just look at the documents! Right, so says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you can't even be ma'ayan bet. You can't look at those documents. You can't sit there and stare at them, even without reading them. It's nikur l'kol. Why are you stealing it? What are you doing? Just like you're walking in your field, walking in your field technically should be forbidden, but why are you walking there? Walking is okay. So if you'll be thinking, if you're not near your field, you can think about your field, what you want to do. If you're not near your house, you can do it, but you can't do it by the house. When, if you're if your house is under construction, Jonathan, you built it. I remember 8-9 years ago, right? There's a whole ball of gun, right? It took a lot of time and energy. Yeah, is that a yes? Here, order is mutter dibur, right? So, I mean, on Shabbos, if it's on your mind, you're thinking about it, but you can't go there and look over. Oh, this plaster looks terrible, right? Even if you don't say it, right? Says the Shulchan Aruch, even to La'ayim, but so what you see the Shulchan Aruch Harav is it doesn't even take you don't have to walk there, you don't have to read it. Just looking at it, sound like Shulchan Aruch Harav, if you would look out the window purposefully at the bikes, even though you're walking your way, that would be a problem. That's what Shulchan Aruch Harav sounds like. If you're planning on buying a bike and you're walking and you're staring at the bikes, it would be a problem. Says the Chafetz Chaim. Not this way. Says the Chafetz Chaim. In the same Shin Zayin. Says the Mechaber says Likus Vigeris Shtari Head Yaitus, right? Shtari papers which have weekday papers, Choyvis, Kashbainis, Igris Shashela Shalom, and even weekday later letters which are of Shela Shalom, right? In those days, by the way, a letter was something you respond to. If it would be today, I would say you can't read a text or you can't read a email. So the computer's open. Let's imagine your screen never shuts off. You have an open screen. It would be forbidden to read the email. Why is that? Because you'll come. We're worried you'll come to respond to it. In the old days, this is like in ancient days, right? When men were men, they wrote letters. You got a letter. You're on Shabbos. You want to respond today. You got a text. If you read text, you're not gonna. Just look. Phones in front of you. Can you read the text? You can't read the text. Can't read the text. Can't read the email, because maybe you'll come to run to respond. Okay. But says Rashi, and the Mechaber says va'afilu la'ayin b'hem, even to stare at it, even to stare at those letters, even to stare at the email. It's not the email, but the equivalent of the email will be forbidden on Shabbos. Right? You're staring at your email. Staring. It says why says the Chafetz Chaim? The efshek shema ayin. So if you're already staring at it, you're going to end up dealing with it. Right? If you're already staring at it, you're going to end up dealing with it. So the way the Chafetz Chaim says is that it's only an auto, right? That the Mim Sechavtzecha is when you're going to do a Maisa. You have to actually do a Maisa. And the Dabar Davar would be, you have to say it, right? Okay. So according to Chafetz Chaim L'chura, you would be able to look at it, because you're not going to do anything. There's one more thing that Shulchan Aruch Harav says, which is important over here. I'll get to a little bit of a secret on this. Shulchan Aruch says, based on the same thing, that since the Dabar Davar, he says, you can't speak on Shabbos like you speak to the weekday. You can't say tomorrow I'm going to go do a malacha. Right? Any malacha. But even things which are only rabbinically forbidden on Shabbos, like hiring and business. Business, is there an Isser Dereisa to talk about business on Shabbos? Survey says, no. It's a Derabanans, right? Hey, if you to talk business, two guys sitting there talking is only the opponent. The chiyot and afilu apishem dibor says Shabbos malo klum laasiya. Even though it's not, it doesn't help you more. Shias lamachov and adomah laomer lechavero. Shias lamachov shemezu malas laasiya. It's not going to help you on Shabbos at all. It's forbidden because it's forbidden. Then he says. He says, if you don't learn mitzvah plus, I said, Lamachar, Asr. You know, say a mitzvah plus, you go to the next day, Asr. If your mitzvah is forbidden to do on Shabbos, so you can't even build a sukkah on Shabbos. Vlomar shechefzi shamayim mutter, right? Ladar ben Shabbos, like sheesh tzurich la mitzvah, that's be a tzurich la mitzvah, be dibor zeh, but you can't say, I'm going to do this mice. There are those who are lenient. He holds, not this. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, that even that mimsu chavtzecha is when you talk about Shabbos, it has a benefit for you on Shabbos, and Dabar Dover is something that has no benefit for your Shabbos. You don't need to do it on Shabbos, and still Osir of the Dabar Dover. So according to the Chavetz Chaim, which only if you're going to end up doing a Maisa, that's why you can't do it. But if you're going to do no Maisa, if you're just walking home and you see the bikes, you can go ahead and do it. You walk home and see your field, you can do it, right? Lachora. Before I get to the end there, I just want to point out, what did we say? It's thinking about things mutter or usser?
Mutter.
There's one more Gemara on Shabbos. The Gemara on Shabbos is a kufnanum. A remarkable Gemara, kufnanum ebay. It says the Gemara on Shabbos. Tan Rabbanan, it's in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines to the top on Kufna base. Tan Rabbanan, our sages taught us a brisa. Maisa v'chasid echad. There's a story by a pious yid. Shenifreshol peretz b'stoch sadeo. On Shabbos, a gaping hole happened in his fence. The fence broke on the fence. V'nimlach aleif. This chasid, who never thought about weekday things, about doing this. V'nimlechale, he forgot about it. L'goydra, he thought about it, that he's going to fix his fence on Shabbos. So are you allowed to think about fixing a fence on Shabbos, survey says?
Yes.
Absolutely. It's harim mutarim. But he never did that. V'nitzker Shabbosu! And then he remembered Shabbos. The fence breaks. Oh, he thinks I'm going to fix that when Shabbos is over. Forgot. And then he remembered Shabbos! So... V'nimna oisa chassid. This chassid never fixed that fence. He decided because he thought about it on Shabbos. The chassid of the pious Jew, no obligation. Thought about lo gadra v'nas lo nes, and he made a miracle happen. V'alsa bo slaf, and a caper tree, which a caper tree has the fruits are edible, the shoots are edible, the flowers are edible. It's a very very chashid of a tree. It comes up in a few pounds in Shabbos. And he was sustained by this tree for years to come. What does it see of the Gemara? That Hirhorim, even though they're mutter, it's a midas chasidis. Right? And it's pasha that way. Why would you walk around on Shabbos thinking, so you walk around Google, you start thinking about, you're walking about thinking about Google on Shabbos? What did we say in the beginning? All your work should be like done. Listen to the Machaber in Simon Shindov. Hear about Sakav Mutter. Thinking about business. You're not walking in your field. You're not near anything. You're not in the house. You're not in an open house. You're not in a bike store. You want to think on Shabbos. Do you want to buy a bike? And you start thinking, do I want a mountain bike? Do I want a city bike? Mutter lach. Totally permissible. Yeah, we learned it already. Mutter. Mikol Makom. Nevertheless, Shabbos. Mishum Einik Shabbos. Mitzvah, it's correct, it's not forbidden. Mitzvah, Shlodach Shabbat Klal, you shouldn't be thinking about Googling now, you think about enough during the week. You shouldn't be thinking about buying about Cyber Monday, no Cyber Monday on Shabbos. Mitzvah, Shlodach Shabbat Klal. Via Be'enov, what does he say? What does the Machaber B'Yosef Cairo say? Kil Kom Lach Tov Asoya. It should be on Shabbos, comes Kom Lach to you Asoya, all your work is done. It says, now look what the Mishnah Berurah says. Hear about Sakav Mutter. The chesiv daber daver, daber daver, dibur aser reher mutter. That's the Gemara Kufir Gimel, right? Dibur aser, dibur aser. Then he brings down mitzvah shloyachshav mikol sheken. Either hear or tiras levadagi zarber. Certainly, if it's a hear, one thing you talk about buying a bike, right? But if you have a trial and you start thinking about your trial, you have a big business deal. You're trying to figure out all the details. That stirs you. You get anxious about that, right? You have a project that for sure you shouldn't be thinking about. Buying a bike's exciting. You know, buying I just got a treadmill. Exciting! You know, my old one was 12 years old, and it was, it was like a rocky ride. Exciting. But even that you shouldn't think of. If it's going to delay you, it's going to make you nervous. It's going to be, that's for sure, should put ahead. And what is the Chavetz Chaim? It's a mitzvah shal yachshev. Avei be'enav, kidi isa mechalta, parshas yisro, sheish yom tavod, v'asis le komach techa, v'chayav shal ad melash komach, v'sheish yom, do all your work in 6 days. El shvois, Shabbos come, nothing exists! Get out of your mind! Kol malachtecha asuya. By the way, on the side here, he asks a Kabbalistic thing. He says, Dibur asuhir mutter. What about, v'chen le'estakal b'malacha, Could you watch a goy? Could you apprentice on Shabbos? No business. If you're a resident, you did residency. Did they make you work on Shabbos? They keep you off on Shabbos. Okay. You didn't ask me back what you could do. You can't do, right? But there are, you're not the only one. Many Orthodox Jews are doctors. Could you go look at, that's like the classic case, but there's other apprentices. Could you go look on Shabbos? I am not going into right now whether a Yid could go to a convention on Shabbos and look at that. That's also Kanzine. She says, Her Mutter, Dibra Aser, Her Mutter. So, of course, it means Chassidus, she shouldn't be a resident on Shabbos. You may not have no choice, though. It's nice to be pious when you have a choice, but so you gotta do it. So he says, Kasa Lakam and Shemutter. Right? But you can't go there on purpose to learn it. Okay? You have to see if you're going to lose your job, whatever. You can't talk about the Goyim about that. That's how he comes out of here. Then he brings down the bottom. Listen to this. Says, Shemutter L'Roifa L'Hastakel. Okay, Kruzer first shows Shilas Yavetz. She'asal l'astakel melachas nituach b'Shabbos. The Yavetz tells you can't look at surgery on Shabbos to learn how to do surgery. Then Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says if you're a doctor, you're allowed to look k'islamid because it's a mitzvah to know how to heal people. But if you're a student, you should be machmir. These are all. I'm not going into this, but just to show you, there are other applications of this. Okay, but the point that was important to us over here is, of course, even though here is mutter. Of course, Sheshu Seven Talmud says, "Kol Malachtecha." Of course, you should try not to think about this thing. But we're talking about, even if you want to tell me, looking at the windows, mutter, which is where the Chavetz Chaim comes out, walking by your house is mutter as long as it's part of your route, right? And, you know, thinking about business, I'm not talking about in shul, you know, when you're davening. But if you're walking to shul and you start thinking about your project, is it mutter? It's mutter. But is it Chesh Yom Tavas? That's for sure better to get out of your mind. Mutter is one thing. Midas Chasidus, is it a mitzvah to get out? Yeah, it's a mitzvah not to think about these things. If you're working for a company, Shabbos is Shabbos. Right? Shabbos is Shabbos. That should be their thing. And the Chavetz Chaim, just to end off, the Shlomo Zalman to end off, says beautifully. He actually has a very nice thing on this. He brings this, Shlomo Zalman brings down, the Chavdom, this is in Shmir Shabbos, Kehul Chasah, Chav Tes, Zion to Yud. She says, "V'chabad batum asoyis rachel chamim suchevtzcha."
Did you say that was?
Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Nyworth. Rav Nyworth, who wrote this, was a student, one of the three great students of Shlomo Zalman.
Oh, so that's.
And he quotes from Shlomo Zalman.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's his primary. This one of his three primary students. And Shlomo Zalman went through this whole sefer to see if he disagreed. He actually quotes on the bottom here as well. "V'chabad tum asoyis rachel chamim suchevtzcha." Also, lelechus v'Shabbos l'makom shenikar. You can't go on Shabbos where people know kiholchem elav. You're going to do motzei Shabbos to do a thing. Sha'as l'asus v'Shabbos. He says you have to have three conditions which we discussed. Therefore, he says like this: lachen also likanes v'Shabbos l'makom v'daso. You can't. You want to get to work Saturday night. You walk to the office. Can't do that. Lahas l'asus mi'adim shalos v'Shabbos. You can't do that. Also, lelechus l'takas autobus. You can't go to a bus stop. Now, in America, I don't know any of us go to bus stops. Right, well, that's how the Google bus, but you know, bus stops. That's not a bus stop.
Come on, if you live in New York, you can do that.
That's right. You know, the subway, right? True. New Yorkers do subway. Average New Yorkers do subway, right? Go to bus stops. So you can't go to the bus stop, even though it's you walk to the bus stop. You can't walk to the autobus. Can you can't walk over to a house where you think about buying. Right, or to rent. You can't walk into the Shabbos. In my royal to see that. Okay, live doke. Or to check your house if it's being fixed. My isha sakin ba'achar Shabbos. What needs to be fixed? Also, al-malechas, by the way, someone has a plumbing issue. It's big, it's hard. Also, al-malechas, l'tayal b'shukim. You can't go into the markets or the malls. Right? Shemei oskim shamei mechach v'amkar. Right? He puts in the brackets chutzlars chalila and eretz yisrael should have these things. Right? You know, he doesn't say they exist in Israel, right? They could go ahead and buy. So you can't go into these places. That's all, as I said, that's clear from the Gemara in Erevin Usser. Aval, Mutalachas Berchov, you're allowed to walk on the street. This is going to pass the Chavetz Chaim. Ulastako derech ilchuso, to look as you're walking. As you're walking home, you can give a looky look at the stores, you can see the bikes. Right? Because that's, you're just looking as you're walking. Hechanim says Chanos, but so you know, you can figure out where the store is going to be, to know where to go after. Right? You're walking, you live down Santana Row. You can look past the stores to see which store you want to go to. That's your way home. Nothing wrong. Again, not recommending this. But mutter. Mutter. Gam, I'm also like, Leas Mukha and Lekas Alamiyarim says, Chok Shabbos, you can know to where to go to. You can look where the bus stop is. Mutter Lestako, Bechoyro, Hamatsage, you can watch in the what's the windows called that they browse from, where they called the show windows, wherever they are. Gam, even if you're chaveras the chapis, malakras achas Shabbos, as long as you don't look at the price tags, you can't look at the price tags. Why can't you look at the price tags? It says see later on. Now again, if you're walking on the street, people walk in the streets. That's part normal thing. So you can even stop and look at things. It's on your way home. That's okay. Then he says the same thing. Mutar lahamtin betachas autobusim. If the autobus is covered, if it's protecting you from the rain, if it's raining outside, you can go, right? And if you have a mind, I'll take the bus on your way home. It's raining. I'll take the bus back when Shabbos is over. That's okay, because when you go there when it's raining, does it look like you're waiting by a bus stop for the bus? No, it looks like you're protecting yourself from rain. So that would be okay. Bottom line is, right, as far as my original window browsing, technically speaking, a person could window browse on Shabbos as long as they don't go into the store. They go into the store. Mitz Chasidus would be not to window browse, not to think about anything of these sorts, but all of this gives you that the Pasuk in Yeshaya gives you a chashivas of how holy Shabbos is, and to the extent we could think about Shabbos, that should be our focus. There are, you know, things which are permitted, and one should, it could do that if necessary. Sometimes it is necessary. One would need to ask Shabbos, which I did do today, if they're an apprentice, if they're going to a convention. But to say that you can just do whatever you want on Shabbos, any of business, right, it could be a serious issue, and even speech itself, there are gedarim. Next week, we will pick up with reading guest list menus, all of those type of things, all these Indian of shtaris, which the Chazal are very makbid on Shabbos, and then 2 weeks we'll do, could you pay workers for the work on Shabbos? How could you pay workers for work on Shabbos? How could somebody work for profit on Shabbos? How does a caterer get paid? How do meshkichim get paid? How do babysitters get paid? Right? If you had a rabbi only for Shabbos, and there do exist in like the country, some places have Shabbos rabbis, they don't service the community at all during the week. So they're forget Shabbos. A bal koreh, the guy doesn't read through the week. He comes to shul, you know, just on Shabbos. He gets paid for reading the Torah on Shabbos. How you do that? What the exceptions are? Then 2 weeks next week, though, we'll do all the other stuff with the thing. Thank you.
Nice guy.